Riders missing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, we learned that Bill Burnett was guiding a high mountain elk hunt for a party of five. After a day's hunting, they were settled around the campfire, and three guys took off on horseback to look for a bull they had seen earlier. Bill, who had stayed behind, all of a sudden looked up just after dark, and here come three horses up the trail. No riders.
They did have the hunter's guns and the hunter's packs and the hunter's binoculars, but they didn't have any hunters. We caught the ponies and tied them up, and we figured we better go down the trail and find them. And we get about a mile down the trail, and here comes one guy walking up the trail, huffing and puffing, looking half lost, wondering what happened. And we just sent him back to camp and told him his horse is back there waiting for him. We go another mile and find the second hunter coming up the same trail. Same deal, send him back to camp. But the guide's still missing, and his horse is back in camp. So we go down the trail a little bit further. There's no sight of him. Both his hunters are on their way back to camp, and he's gone. And it got dark on us, and we figured, well, he knows the country. He can probably figure it out. We just went back to camp and waited, and about an hour and a half after dark, here comes the wrangler walking up the trail. We had just told him that we hadn't seen anybody and hid his horse from him on the other side of camp for a good hour while we told him that he was responsible for the loss of two lives and three horses.
Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.